Hey, and welcome to episode 42 of High School Counseling Conversations. In this week's episode, we're talking about how to use data in your high school counseling program without overthinking it. It's officially spooky season, and you're still scared of using data. You're probably avoiding it altogether. Now seems like as good of a time as any to talk about something that many counselors see as absolutely terrifying. If you're like me, you took one stats class in undergrad and one counseling stats class in grad school. But really, what'd you take away from that? T-scores? Z-scores? Standard deviations? That is a foreign language to me at this point. And let's be honest, it probably was then too. Listen, we've got to talk about stuff that would be actually useful in high school counseling. Now, statisticians, I'm sorry if I offended you there. I'm sure your work is very valuable and meaningful. When I say that, I'm literally only talking to my husband here who majored in math in college and is obsessed with numbers and data and analytics and statistics and all that good stuff. For 100% of my other listeners, though, I bet you're more of a people person than a numbers person. Am I right? I'm going to use this episode to win you over to the side of at least considering using data in your school counseling program, even if you're allergic to it. Or even if you consider yourself to be data averse, this one is for you. Let's talk about three ways to use data in your high school counseling program without overthinking it. I mean, very simple here. Then I promise you'll be able to take some baby steps towards using data. Let's get to the show. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that. A casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Students are in their classes. You're meeting with seniors to talk about the FAFSA. Hey, October 1st opening day. You've got college applications, post-secondary plans happening. Maybe you're working your way through some classroom lessons. You're putting out fires everywhere else, per usual. Data is the last thing on your mind. But save this task for a slow day. Do those exist? Just kidding. You'll need to actually block off some time for it because you're prone to overthinking this. You will never want to do it anyways. It's not going to be the thing that makes it to the top of your to-do list unless you put it there. You're listening to this podcast episode because part of you is at least curious how you could implement some data collection into your high school counseling program. And I'm proud of you for being here. I'm proud of your tiny little steps. It is progress. First, I want you to download my free data collection guide, which I'll link in the show notes. It's your quick reference sheet for 49 different places you can look for data collection ideas in your school. Let it be your treasure map for where you're going to start digging after you listen to this episode. Sure, I want you to jot down some notes, but this data collection ideas guide will be the MVP of your data collection journey. Trust me on this one. CounselorClick.com/data guide. Inside that free data guide, I give ideas of places that you can look for data that already exists in your school in three main categories: academic, behavior, and attendance. If you have a squirrely brain like me, just reading this list will get you excited to uncover data somewhere in your school and start asking questions that matter. Okay, back to the three ways that I want to tell you about using data without overthinking it. Let's think of it in these three phases: before, during, and after. I know that you can relate to these. I know that you will be able to think in these categories. How can you use data before you get real deep into your school counseling practices for this year? What can you do with data when you're already in the middle of your programming and when you're already in your rhythms of working with students? Then, how do you wrap up the semester or wrap up your year with data that's actually compelling to your stakeholders? What data would make big moves or changes happen in your school for your students? Let's start with the before. Using your data ethically can inform the direction of your school counseling program for the year. If you haven't set any SMART goals or established some direction for or with your school counseling team for the year, I promise it's not too late. Get your team together at your weekly department meeting, and if you don't have a weekly department meeting, consider this your sign to start one, and say that scary word out loud: data. See what happens. See if everyone else has visceral, full-body reactions and see if they threaten to just leave your meeting. or see if they're willing to entertain what you have to say about it. Tread lightly. Let's go. Start some conversations about that data that you already have. I'm thinking like start with stuff from the end of last year that's already out there. What trends were or are continuing to pop up? Were there any glaring gaps in attendance, in grades, or in discipline with your students? Again, reference that guide for more specific ideas to consider. Were there certain goals that your administrators mentioned at the end of last year that they didn't actually attain that they want to carry into this year? Were those goals data-driven? Have you talked to them about how you could come alongside and help? I know I'm asking you a lot of questions, but maybe all of this is foreign language to you. Like, we've never talked about goals. We never talked to administrators as we're starting the year. If that is you, I want you to go back and read some blog posts about planning the beginning of your year and working better together with your administrators. One of my most popular podcast episodes of High School Counseling Conversations, it actually surprised me, happened to be at the very start of this podcast, and it was about working well with your administrators. So I wanted to put these resources out there before we continued on. They're all in the show notes, all of those blog posts and past podcast episodes. If you choose to move blindly through the school year without looking at data trends or gaps, you're missing out on some major opportunities to make big differences in the lives of your students. And that's why we're here, right? You might be missing huge places of impact in your school. And if you're not using it, this might be a hot take. I don't know if you're ethically serving your school well. You might just be choosing to turn your head to glaring gaps that need to be addressed in your school. You are the advocate for your students. I want to make sure that you're changing your mindset around data being scary to data actually being compelling. Don't miss an opportunity to advocate with that data for this year. School counselors package information to get it across to the masses in a way that matters all the time, whether that's classroom lessons to hundreds or thousands of students throughout the year, whether that is announcements to parents through an auditorium-sized workshop in the evenings outside your contract hours. You're used to taking lots of information that doesn't make sense to most people and translating it into something useful. Listen, you do it all the time. Data is no different. Let me be your cheerleader in this. I'm pausing this episode for a second because I want to hear your spookiest counseling story. You know, the one that makes you shudder to remember or makes you want to roll over in your grave of embarrassment? It was probably a horror story then, but maybe you're ready to laugh about it now. It could be an email that you hit reply to the whole school with. It could be that announcement that you misread in front of the whole school where you wanted to take back your words. Or that time you slipped on a French fry and slid across the cafeteria as it was caught on camera and replayed for the whole staff. It could be a story so legendary that we wouldn't believe it ourselves. You don't have to tell us who you are. Just give us a 30-second snippet that will make us laugh and think, dang, I'm glad that wasn't me. Go to counselorclick.com/spooky to play along. And stay tuned for this hair-raising counseling story episode that'll come out on Halloween. Now, back to the show. We're moving forward. What do we think about data during the school year? Data establishes trust in your school counseling program throughout the school year. When I first joined my team that I was on for almost 10 years, data was not a part of our everyday conversation as a group of school counselors, and it certainly wasn't on my radar as a piece of the puzzle that could compel others to action. I was really just trying to stay afloat. Reed, I was drowning and trying to figure it all out and pray I didn't mess up anything major along the way. Once we started taking those steps towards becoming a proactive and comprehensive high school counseling program, we realized that data was key in this movement. Data informs where you start, how you get there, and where you hope to be in the end. If we didn't use data, we were blindly guessing at what we should change, or what we should add to, or what we should remove from our program altogether. That all felt like wheel spinning that we just didn't seem to have time for. When we had data to show what we were wanting to change, suddenly people listened. When we needed money to fund a new project and now had numbers to back up that initiative, money appeared. When we needed support to pursue more time with students and less time counting test booklets, the data gave us validity to our cause. During the year, you can be collecting data from so many different places. Start with your needs assessment from the start of the year. If a small group can form from a gap that your students have, be sure to collect data specifically within this small group. It'll come in handy later. Use something like my small group data collection spreadsheet with any small group that you're running. That is a great place to start collecting numerical data, but also open-ended responses that show stories of growth. That stuff is really compelling to stakeholders. Keep it all in one place so you don't have to get it ready to go and share out. It's already there for you. Speaking of sharing, where are some places that you can share your data throughout the year? You can share your data at a school counseling advisory council. In fact, this is my favorite place to share it. This is what these meetings are really for. How about faculty meetings? I know. You don't want to be the person standing between a teacher and the end of their workday. But your student stories and wins will be worth it, I promise. If you run a student support team meeting or a data action team meeting, get ready to share your findings here. This is a place that is laid out for sharing data. Then, the most simple of places but often overlooked, share on a bulletin board. If you have a high traffic area with a bulletin board, put some of your data up there or put something up that you're really proud of that you want to share that your school counseling program has achieved. When we achieved our data-driven goals, our teachers even celebrated with us, and that's not anything I ever imagined. I never thought that they'd actually care about that stuff, but they really did. When you're transparent about what you're trying to achieve from the beginning of the year, being really upfront about that, people listen to the numbers. You know, I hate that we always have to be advocating for a role by telling people exactly what we do, but numbers don't lie. They highlight your professionalism, whether you achieve the goals or not. Using data will absolutely win over your stakeholders. When you can sit back and relish in the after of using data, you'll realize that using data advocates for your school counseling program. The numbers and stories speak where you can't. You feel like you're saying the same message over and over again and no one is listening, but introduce data in a new and compelling way, suddenly everyone hears what you're saying in a new light. Even the simplest pieces of data can move the needle. I think this is because people, counselors, are neglecting to use it altogether. The right data shared with the right crowd will change a perspective entirely. Get ready to win people over after you start incorporating data into your everyday. Once you start bragging on yourself with the numbers, it'll get easier and easier to do over time. It'll become second nature. Right now, it doesn't feel natural to most counselors. We're proud of what we do, but we feel awkward to blast it from a megaphone. That's totally normal. A great resource for incorporating your data throughout your year and sharing it with the world is ASCA's Making Data Workbook. I really like this book. I have found it super helpful to have on hand as I've developed a plan for my data for the year. Data is something that even the newest of newbie school counselors can dip their toe into, and it's about starting more than anything else. I hope this episode was helpful in breaking it down the way that I did, before, during, and after. At least to put it into three separate categories to attack it. Now, it's time to dive into that data. Remember, from here, I want you to leave and go send me a DM with your spooky school counseling story for a special Halloween podcast episode. Something that makes others think, better you than me, my friend. Make us laugh till we cry. Make our jaws drop in disbelief. I can't wait to hear what you got. I'll leave everyone's stories anonymous. www.counselorclick.com/spooky or go send me a DM on Instagram. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.